Hey friends, thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. This is your girl, Kristen Denise, also known as KD, and I am so grateful that you are joining us on our self-care journey. I want to ask you to remember to make sure that you subscribe so that you're always aware of a new conversation that drops, that you rate us because we want to know how we're doing. Give us 5 stars. And that you leave a review so that other people can know what we're talking about and know why they should join in on the conversation. Thank you so much for your help. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hey friends, it's your girl, Kristen Denise, also known as KD, here with another episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. So y'all, guess what? I said last week when I came back after a much needed mental health hiatus that I have big news that I was going to share. And if you follow me on socials, you've seen the big news. If you follow my Instagram account, I am presently recording live from Kigali, which is the capital of Rwanda, where I will be spending the next 9 months on a personal journey, on an academic journey, on a self-care journey, on a journey. And I'm super excited to share what self-care looks like in this new space. I'm super excited to learn more about myself. I'm super excited to go on this amazing adventure. And I'm super excited to share all of it with you, or probably not all of it, but a lot of it with you guys, and just how I am managing self-care in this amazing but also upending process. Today's episode is going to be a bit about how this transition has impacted me and what I've done to mitigate those impacts. So one, let me start off with this. I'm super excited. I am super freaking excited to be in Kigali, Rwanda. This has been a long time in the making. I will tell that story another day. That's not the story I came to tell today. But just know the kid worked for this. I came to Rwanda initially in 2019, actually right before I started the podcast. I came on a learning trip in June. It was 10 days and that trip changed my life. And I said then that I was going to come back to Rwanda. And at the time I didn't know how, but I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that I was going to get back. And so here I am back in Rwanda. It only took 3.5 years, but it happened in the most amazing ways. I'm here on a Fulbright Fellowship. The Fulbright Fellowship is the U.S.'s oldest foreign exchange program. They send students, they send scholars, which are people who are already in their career path. They send student researchers, English teaching assistants, all kinds of stuff. It's really dope if you're interested in international travel, being a representative of the United States, being a cultural ambassador. Definitely worth looking into. You do have to have a minimum of a bachelor's degree to apply. I applied the second semester of my master's program, actually, initially. But again, that's part of a long story. And then I had to reapply, yada, yada, yada. But I'm here. I got it. I technically have gotten it twice. Super excited to be here, though, and to go on this amazing adventure. So there is that. That's my little introduction. Now, to be clear, I found out in April that I received the fellowship, and I've been able to kind of prepare mentally since April, like, okay, I'm going on this big trip. But because this is my second go around doing this, it kind of didn't feel real until I booked the flight. And that happened 3 weeks before I left. So in a matter of 3 weeks, I dealt with a lot of emotion. Super excited, right? I was getting to do what I wanted to do, which was live abroad, come back to Rwanda. I have friends here. I got a chance to visit with my sister friend today. Her and her husband came to visit me. My first time meeting him. Such a sweetheart. So happy for them. So was super excited about all that. I've said I wanted to live abroad. I said I wanted to have this certain type of impact. And this is like my chance to play around and see what can it be potentially, right? So very excited. At the same time, I also experienced some deep sadness. Y'all, I live a really good life. I have beautiful people, beautiful community, amazing family and friends and significant relationships. I have my god kids. I have my nieces and nephews. I have my close friends, my sister circle. I have so much positive, beautiful, amazingness going on in my world. that I absolutely adore. And I have to leave that. I had to leave that. I have to. I've already left it, right? I had to leave that behind. You know, I can't hop a quick flight to Detroit. I can't show up and see my guy kids on a random because I want baby snuggles and hugs. I can't show up to the dance recital. And I mourned all of the things I'm going to miss over the next 9 months. I have birthday milestones. I have babies graduating from preschool. I have performances and competitions and parties and festivals and birthdays and things that just really, really matter to me. I'm a show up kind of friend. I like to be there for the important things in the lives of people I love. And there is a lot. I mean, there is a lot over the next 9 months that I have to miss. And it broke my heart. And I cried and I talked to my mom about it and my friends. And that's really hard for someone like me. So, you know, okay, so there was that, right? Cool. Then I had I was overwhelmed, right? Because I'm still in school this semester. This is actually my last semester of coursework in my PhD program. And so I had to figure out, like, how do you navigate that well from 6 hours in the future? Because I think I mentioned this before, all of the advanced level classes at my university take place in the evening. Well, again, I'm 6 hours ahead. So my 4:30 class in Atlanta, Georgia is 10:30 at night in Rwanda. My 7:15 class is at 1:15 a.m. And I can't just not show up. I can't just give up, right? I knew these things coming in. So these are things I have to manage. I'm doing my comps this semester. And my advisor is amazing. And she's assured me I'm good to go. And if we need to change dates, we can. I don't want to change dates, though, because I want to jump into this. And so we have all of that going on. You know, so there was overwhelming. So we have excitement. We have sadness. We have overwhelm. There's a bit of fear, right? Could I really do this? I've never been away from the United States for 9 months. The longest I've been out of the country was 6 weeks back in 2013 when I went to China. Then I didn't have the health concerns I have now. Then I wasn't in a PhD program. Then I was connected with people, but not super deeply connected in the same ways that I am now. I didn't have god kids. You know, I didn't have my niece and nephews that I'd spend a lot of time with. You know, 2013, I was a different person. I was a 32-year-old woman still trying to find her way in many regards. At 41, I'm very certain of who I am, of where I'm going, of what I want. And while I want this, absolutely want this, and super excited about this adventure, I'm also just way more grounded than I was then. And so uprooting that and coming to a new place was really, really challenging. So I had all these feelings going on at once. I actually told my therapist in our last session before I left, which was hilarious, that I felt like, if you've seen the movie Inside Out, which I love, if you haven't seen it, check it out. It's on Disney Plus. Borrow somebody's password if you need to. But in the movie Inside Out, there's a young lady, we're following this young lady and her parents, right? And you kind of get to see what's happening inside of people's brains. And you basically have all of these emotions kind of running the brain, running the body, running life. And like, they're working on this control panel. And I said, I feel like all of the emotions were touching my control panel at one time. And it was just a lot, right? And so, yeah, I've just been dealing with all of that. I've done quite a bit of crying intermittently. It was really hard trying to explain to my goddaughter what it meant for Gigi to be gone. And not, you know, she lives a very special life. And she can say, I want Gigi to be here when I get out of school. And, you know, barring some major goings on, I make it happen. And we won't be able to do that, right? I can't do the random pop-ups and, hey, how you doing? And just dropping off random stuff. Like, that's not a possibility right now. And that's really hard for me to process because that's been her whole life. And that's who I like to be to her and her brother. And the same thing with my nieces and nephews. No random ice cream dates and things like that that really matter to me. So, all right. So I'm dealing with all of that. And now this is how I'm managing it, right? As I start this new adventure in my life. I left Atlanta on September 30th, literally the end of third quarter. And I started first quarter in a new place. I mean, I'm sorry, first quarter, Jesus. I started fourth quarter on the first in a new place. And I've said traditionally, fourth quarter has always been an amazing time in my life. It's always been a significant part of my journey. I've always seen amazing change. Well, we don't get no more amazing than this in this season of my life. To start fourth quarter, a completely, you know, different country and a completely different continent, on another part of the world, living an adventure I've had for longer than I care to admit. You know, it's like, how do you balance all of this? How do you maintain in all of this? One, I let myself feel all of those feelings. When you're going through a big transition, feel everything. And I remember talking to some people and I would express the downside, because to me, I think excitement is a given. Of course, I'm excited. I won a prestigious fellowship, not once, but twice. I am a cultural ambassador of the United States. Like all these things. Of course, I'm excited about that. That's utterly amazing. It does not negate the fact that I'm leaving a lot behind, that I'm missing out on things that are important to me, that my life is upended in a sense, and I've got to start anew somewhere else without all of the same supports that I have at home. So yes, I'm excited. To me, that's a given. I'm also, again, all those other things, overwhelmed, sad, confused, concerned, everything else. All of those things can be true. I've said in previous episodes that one of the greatest things I've learned is that joy and sadness can sit together. You do not have to negate one for the other. It's another thing I love about the movie Inside Out. Again, watch it if you haven't. And if you have, get a refresh. It's just a good movie. So I've had a lot of things sitting together on my couch, right? There's, again, been joy, sadness, trepidation, excitement, overwhelm, concern, you know, fear. Everything has been hanging out together. And I gave myself freedom to feel all of that. I didn't hide any of it. When people asked me, I was honest. It is what it is. One does not negate the other. All of those things can be true at the same time. So when you're going through a big transition, let yourself feel all of your feelings. Two, figure out what your supports can be. All the things I did in the U.S., I can't necessarily do here in Rwanda. In certain ways, I just don't have the same access. I don't have a car here. I'm not driving here. So I can't just up and run to the store or up and run to Starbucks. There is no Starbucks here. Oh, my word. Right? So certain things I can't do. Not a big deal. Not the end of the world. The question is, what can I do? So for me, the big thing that I can do to help me in this transition is maintain my therapist. My therapist and I have been looking since August to ensure that she could stay my therapist while I was gone. And the answer was yes. And I was so excited about it. But while we were waiting to figure that out, I already looked into additional resources to find a therapist locally if I needed to, because I know that therapy is a critical part of me maintaining my health, right? I connected with the friend I have here. I have a friend here, a woman I met in 2019 who was like the lead for our trip. And took us around Rwanda and, you know, was a really big part of that journey. We connected, we maintained our connection via social media. I told her I was coming. We've been in strong communication. My second day here, I wasn't here for more than 24 hours before she came to visit me and to love on me. And we are excited about the things we get to do together, relationships we get to build. Like, it's going to be amazing. The bond we'll get to create with us both being here. And I'm really excited about that. Three, use your resources. There are things that I needed to do that were just kind of overwhelming. Like, how do I do that from the U.S.? How do I find a place to stay? How do I, you know, connect with certain resources? I used her. I used my sis. She was more than willing to help. She was more than willing to leverage her community and her network to make sure I could have what I needed. And when I tell you, it just eased so much concern. It eased so much fear. Oh my gosh, so excited about just having, even if it's just one person, having that one person here to support me. Also, share your journey. And because I shared what I was dealing with and how I was feeling, I have other people who connected me to people who were in Rwanda. So I had a conversation with a woman who's a Fulbright Fellow from Rwanda in the U.S. right now, who used to work with foreign nationals and diplomats. So she's sending me restaurants to go to. She's connecting me with people in country who are doing amazing things. She's like helping me build a network. So I don't just have my one friend to lean on, but have these other people I get a chance to meet up with and connect with on this amazing adventure. How dope is that? How easeful is that, right? That helps to reduce a lot of stress, that at the end of the day, while I may feel alone because all of my most significant relationships, those people are back in the United States. I'm not alone. And I'm primed and positioned to build amazing relationships with people here and to have a really good time, right? So feel your feelings, set up your care plan, use your resources. I had a doctor's appointment before I left and talked to my doctor about what I needed to do while I was gone to maintain my health. That's of critical importance. I need to know that I can be physically well for the duration of my time here in order to really get the most out of this experience and enjoy it for all that it's worth. What else did I do? There are certain things, while I couldn't do a lot of the things I did at home, there were certain things that I just made sure to have with me. I brought pretty pens because anybody who knows me knows I love pretty pens. I brought a coloring book. I brought colored pencils with me. I brought journals with me, right? I brought things that I know add ease and joy and peace to my life that matter to me. For me, you know, pay for the services you can pay for that are going to do that for you. So for me, I decided to just keep my phone. I'm paying the international plan fee to make sure my phone is the same and to make sure I can maintain my connections with people. It's not a big deal. I can text message. I can call. I can surf the internet. I can post to social media. I can do all the things I normally do with my phone because it helps me to stay mentally connected at home and not be concerned about feeling disconnected because I, you know, had to do something different once I got here. And I have access to my people, right? When I came initially in 2019, I kept my phone on airplane mode the whole time and just used it when I could access Wi-Fi. That worked for 10 days. That's not going to work for 9 months. So doing that to make sure I'm good. Start off your new adventure in the best way possible, whatever that looks like for you. So for me, today was a free day for us. We got in on Saturday night last night. Sunday was our free day, and tomorrow we start our training. So what did I do today? I got a massage and a facial. That was a part of me coming into this, releasing some of the weight and the heaviness of travel. Travel is always just a little rough, in particular on me, with the concerns and the things I dealt with my body. I was really tight. I was really tense. Some stuff happened with some of my luggage. I have all my luggage, but just some stuff happened with some of my luggage. Even though I got everything, I didn't quite get everything. Which is stressful. How do I release that? This morning, went to the spa, got a 60-minute massage, got a 60-minute facial. Prices internationally are typically better than the U.S. So paid a really great rate for both of those things. FaceTime my mom, FaceTime my godkids, FaceTime some other significant folks, started planning my first adventure. Like, I did things to up my joy. I did things to up my peace. I did things to really care for myself so that when I go into training tomorrow, I'm not haggard. I'm not just exhausted. I mean, I'm going to be sleepy because my body is still out of whack with time zones. So I'm going to be sleepy, but I feel good as a person. Right? Because I did these things to ensure that I could go into this feeling good as a person. And that really matters, right? That impacts the whole experience. And count it all joy, right? Everything ain't been perfect, but it's been sweet. I've already journaled a little bit. I've been reflecting. Like I said, I'm planning my adventures. Talking about a potential trip to Morocco with one of my good friends coming from the United States. Some of my friends are already talking about coming to visit me here in Rwanda and what that looks like. It's a really good time, or it has the ability to be, if I seek it out and I don't have to deny the sad parts. I've cried since I've been here a little bit because I miss my people. I don't have to negate that to have joy, right? And I don't have to pretend like it doesn't exist to have joy. And honestly, honoring those things amplifies the joy because with all that is not perfect, I live a really, really good life that I love, that is so full of amazing people, of adventure. One of the things my therapist said to me in our last session is the one thing I've heard you communicate over and over again over the last few weeks is that you are well loved, you are well cared for, you have people in your corner that are supporting you. And that will always be hard to leave. That doesn't make you crazy. It doesn't make you unappreciative. It means you are living a life where you are really, 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 really seen and heard and known and loved. And who wouldn't be sad leaving that regardless of what adventures awaits them, even the adventures they desire? So, all of that to say, start off this fourth quarter honoring yourself, preparing for whatever your fourth quarter adventure is. I don't have a lot of goals this quarter. I know not my norm, but I think I've already had a lot of transition. I've already done a lot. So my big goals are maximizing this fellowship and being the best English teaching assistant I can be on this fellowship, finishing my coursework strong, and defending my comprehensive exams and maintaining the relationships that matter to me while building the new ones where I am. It's five big goals for fourth quarter and probably beyond. What are your big goals and what are you doing to prepare yourself for all of the big transitions that are on their way? You got to speak the life you want into existence. I spoke coming back to Rwanda into existence starting in 2019. The life I live today was created by my words years ago, which is why it's so beautiful, which is why it's all that I want and then some, which is why it was so hard to, in some instances, leave certain things behind. At the same time, I'm getting everything that I wanted. I'm getting everything that I asked for, and I'm going to enjoy the hell out of it. So that's all I got for the first self-care podcast coming to you live from Kigali, Rwanda. I love you so much. Make it an amazing day, week, month, quarter, year. Live the life of your dreams and make sure the you that's meeting you at the finish line is a you that you're excited to be. Love you so much. And now on to the new segment, which I'll introduce in a moment. Have a good one. Mwah. So, hey friends, I decided to start a new segment. It'll be really short, but the self-care soundtrack. And it'll really be just talking about what I've been listening to. That's been a part of my self-care journey, what's helped me, what's encouraged me, what's made me laugh, what's helped me to escape for a little bit. You know, what's popping? I'm gonna share my soundtrack with you. And hopefully along the way, you'll share some of what you're listening to with me. So the big thing I'm listening to right now are other podcasts. Towards the end of 2020, I stopped listening to my podcast. I have a ton of podcasts I follow that I listen to. But I just stopped listening to them. I just had a lot going on and wasn't, you know, in the car as much, which is a big place I listen to stuff. I'm just processing through other things. I was reading more because of school and I just wasn't listening to my podcast anymore. So one of the things I started probably maybe back in July is listening to my old podcasts and catching up, just kind of binging them like people binge watch shows. I've binge listened to some podcasts. So some of the ones that I've listened to that I've just really, really enjoyed catching up on. One is called Pass the Mic. It's two Christian gentlemen. They share a lot on race, religion, life, culture, blackness from a faith perspective. And I love it. So Pass the Mic with, why did their names just leave me? Tyler Burns and Jamar Tisby. It's a really great one to binge and catch up on and listen to. They've had some amazing episodes. They've had a lot of life happening. It was interesting being able to listen back to things that they were recording like in 2020 and 2021 and processing life from this place in 2022, but hearing their perspective from then. So that was really fun. Pass the Mic was the first one I binged. I binged The Read. I missed The Read. It was really good. Had a lot of fun binging it and catching up on my pop culture podcast. So that was really cool. I binged Getting Grown with Jade and Kia. Love Getting Grown. Love, love, love it so, so much. Super excited to go back and to listen in on all of the things that they talked about. Their kitchen table talks are super dope. If you just want some guidance to feel like you got some sister friends in this journey of adulting, which is the seventh level of hell sometimes, absolutely the ghetto. Getting Grown is an amazing podcast to listen to. Really, really dope perspectives from two people who are really good friends and who are in great sync, but who are very different people. So they often provide just really amazing perspective for all aspects of life. So getting grown, and then right now I'm binging The Friend Zone. Love the Friend Zone podcast. I think I made it into 2022. I'm not finished yet, but I'm gonna keep catching up on that one and binging that till I'm current there. So that's been my self-care soundtrack. Haven't really been listening to a lot of music because I've been on this podcast wave. I did listen to Megan Thee Stallion's Traumazine a little bit. It's a dope album. I like it. Her song about anxiety just touches me in a very real way. Every time I listen to it, I cry because I can feel her pain. I know what it's like to live with anxiety. So I know I've had a lot of ums in this episode, but it's because it's late and I'm tired, and this rooster is gonna crow in about 4 hours, and I gotta get up and start my first day of training. So that's all I got for this self-care soundtrack, for the first self-care soundtrack of the podcast, for the first episode of fourth quarter 2022. So tell me, share what you're listening to. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. If you're ready to get started on your own self-care journey and you need some help, check out the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care workbook. You can find it on Amazon.com, and we would love for you to have it to help you in your self-care journey. You can also join us on social media. We have a Facebook group, the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. On Twitter, you can find us at Black Girl Self-Care. And on Instagram, we are Black Girl Self-Care Revolution. So come on over and join us online. Keep the conversation going and stick with us in between episodes. Love you so much. Thank you for joining me today. And I just hope that you have an amazing rest of your day, month, week, year, that it is literally you living your best life. So till next time, be well.